Hey, podcaster. Getting help for your podcast doesn't have to be hard, but I know sometimes it can feel like you're either Googling late at night or you're trying to hire a coach that is so expensive and you just want to know, am I doing this right? Am I doing the right things for my podcast and for my business? And this is exactly why I created the Strategize and Shine membership. This is a monthly membership designed to support you as you create a podcast that converts your listeners into leads and helps you sell more of your programs and services. This membership is packed with so many masterclasses, tools, and templates designed to help you simplify your podcast process and bring back more joy to your podcast. Plus, if you sign up now, you will get a special onboarding plus a strategy call with me to go over what your goals are for your podcast. But here's the deal. This is your last chance to lock in the current rate of $47 a month for life. As of May 1st, the price goes up to $97, and that's because this membership is packed with so much value. I would love to see you there and love to help support your podcast. Head to wildhomepodcasting.com/membership to sign up today. Whether you're a passionate coach, a visionary consultant, or an online business owner, I believe in the power of your voice to transform. This is something we've always had as part of our values at Wild Home Podcasting. Your podcast isn't just a platform for sharing insights. It's an opportunity to thrive by showcasing the unique programs and services that only you offer. So in today's episode, I want to share how you can plan your podcast for profit and start building something for long-term success. Hi there, and welcome to Share, Strategize, and Shine. I'm your host, Caroline Hull, a podcast strategist and CEO of Wild Home Podcasting. I've built my entire career through podcasts by sharing my experience, using strategic systems, and shining a light on the power of podcasting. If you are looking to cultivate leads for your membership, group program, or consulting services, I'm here to help you create a holistic and integrative podcast strategy that'll let your business thrive. Let's dive in. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Share, Strategize, and Shine. What a week. I am recording this so much later than I usually do in the week because I was sick. We caught the cold that just won't quit. I don't even know what you call it. Just like this horrible cold that's been going around. And of course, my husband and I got it. And, and when mom goes down, the entire ship goes down. So it's been quite a week. And I usually record on Tuesdays. I kind of had that marked off in my schedule each week is the day that I'm going to record podcast episodes. And that did not happen this week because I did not have a voice. So I was sick and I was trying to decide what to do with my podcast. Now, you've heard me talk about before having a contingency plan or an emergency plan for your podcast, if you will. But the thing that really stinks is this week I was in the middle of launching a new, so I'm having a workshop at the end of the month and announcing that and launching that literally the morning that I like could not speak was the day that I started sharing that. And so I knew I wanted to create an episode around this topic. And so for me, replaying or re-airing an older episode just was not going to cut it. Okay, so what do we do when this happens? Like when we have a plan, we had a plan, it goes with our marketing and sales calendar. What do we do when something happens and you just cannot get that episode out? So this was kind of my thought process, and I'm just going to share it with you in the hopes that it'll help you to feel a little bit of grace. So one thing I did was we air interviews every other week with a solo episode. And I decided we're not doing that. So I moved that completely off the board. And I told myself, you know, if you don't get this episode recorded until next week, you can always air it at the end of next week. Luckily, my voice came back yesterday. But I basically came up with a contingency plan that involved me doing all of the work for the episode, cutting down on the show notes, and just getting it out as fast and as soon as I could. Now, the cool thing about having that contingency plan, like saying, okay, if it doesn't go out on Monday, it can go out on Wednesday or Thursday of next week, is that it gave me time to really think about the episode that I wanted to air. I had an idea, but because I had been sick, I hadn't really scripted it out. So it gave me some more time to think about it, to script it out, which I'm really excited that I had that time. And thank goodness my voice came back. But the reason I wanted to share this is because sometimes life happens and it's okay if you need to shift things around a little bit to help you get things moving in the right direction. And, you know, don't be afraid to make those shifts. Now, you don't want to make those shifts every week. You don't want this to be an consistently inconsistent thing that happens, right? But it is totally okay. You are the driver of this train. So it's totally okay to say, you know what? We are not recording on Tuesdays anymore. That doesn't work for us. So we need to change the release date. Or, you know what? I'm just not going to have an episode this week, and that's okay. Or, you know what? I've got 3 backup episodes in mind in case I'm unable to get this published this week. And that's kind of what I told my team. I said, listen, if I cannot get this episode recorded, this is what we're going to do. And sometimes it just takes a little bit of pivoting, but also like totally being okay with the fact that, you know, I was sick. I needed some downtime, and that's okay too. And so that's the problem that I solved this week. Luckily, you're still getting this episode on the day that it was supposed to come out because my voice is relatively back. I think it's probably going to be gone after this episode again, but I'm excited to dive into this with you today. And that's the problem we solved this week. So here's a little secret for you. While many podcasts out there are trying to monetize their passion through sponsorships or ads, they're often overlooking the most powerful revenue stream themselves, right? The reality is many business owners are just a few strategic steps away from transforming their podcasts from a passion project into a profitable powerhouse. But they're missing out because they haven't discovered the 3 essential things that I believe a podcast needs to not just speak, but sell. And that's what I really want to share with you today. I'm going to give you an inside peek into what I call the profitable podcast plan and share with you some things that can help you to start thinking about your podcast differently. Because we want to not just be creating content, but we want to create something that is going to set us up for long-term success. And that really is what a podcast can do for you and for your business. So first, there are 3 keys that I believe every profitable podcast should have. And when I'm talking about a profitable podcast, I am talking about bringing in clients, selling your offers, your services, your programs on your podcast, talking about them. It's this amazing venue for warming your audience, right? Or getting them fire hot, really, because it's beyond warming. But there are 3 keys that I believe every profitable podcast should have. One is you really need to understand your audience, who they are and what they need and how that relates to your business. And really, you need to understand this because you're not just talking to them in like on Instagram or in your email list. This is a podcast. So what do they need from this podcast? What do they need from you? Who are they? Where are they in their journey, right? The other thing is your podcast needs to be set up for conversions. This is the second key. And when I'm talking about setting up your podcast for conversion, I'm talking about having a funnel and understanding how this podcast relates to what you have going on in your business. You've heard me talk about a lot of times, or if you're in my membership or you've been one of my clients, we talk a lot about your marketing and sales calendar and what the plan for your business looks like and how your podcast can relate to that plan. And so when we understand how our podcast relates to our business and our business plan, then that can lead us into the 3rd key that I believe every profitable podcast needs to have. And that is episodes that are created to sell. So now that we've got our podcast working with our marketing and sales calendar, how are we going to create episodes that are going to lead people to the next step? And I always talk about like talking about the why, not the how, really helping people feel seen within your content, and then letting them know that, hey, the how is this next step. And so the 3 keys, let me go over those again real quick. Understanding your audience, setting up your podcast for conversion, and having episodes that sell. And in a minute, I'm going to walk you through a little exercise that I like to do when I'm planning out my episodes and my content with my sales and marketing calendar. And hopefully that'll give you like kind of a sense of how this can all work together. Is your podcast making money? And no, I'm not talking about sponsors. If you are an online business owner, coach, or consultant, you should be making money from your podcast, but you're not going to do it by selling other people's products. You need to be selling your own programs and services. And that's why I created the Podcasting for Profit Workshop for podcasters like you who want to make a plan for their podcast and how it is going to serve their business. In this workshop, we will go over the three key elements to having a profitable podcast, plus where to start and how to measure success. And you can join the workshop live. Head to wildhomepodcasting.com/profit. So inside of my profitable podcast plan, we actually break this down even further. This is real surface level here. But when we're looking at like the entire podcast and having an entire podcast strategy for a profitable podcast, there are several other things that we want to look at. I mentioned goals, right? So understanding your goals and then also understanding how your podcast fits into the podcast world. You know, what is your SEO like? How are you showing up in search? All of those good things. I did mention audience. This is a huge piece of it. Really understanding your audience, what they need from you, how you can help them. And then, of course, then we go into the nitty-gritty, right? Foundation and first impressions. Let's give your podcast a purpose. Let's create a funnel, right? And then content. And then the last one is connection and growth. And how are you reaching new audiences? When you put all of these pieces together, that's really when you start to see the whole thing work in the way that you want it to work. And the thing is that you cannot do connection and growth without research and goals. And you cannot create content without really understanding your audience. And so when I talk about a profitable podcast plan, it really does mean like sitting down and going through these things. And I want to walk you through real quick an exercise, and you can actually do this as you're planning your podcast, but this is one of the best ways to see that transformation with your content, because your content is super, super important to all of this. And if you feel like your content isn't landing, then you're going to have a really hard time selling within that content. Whenever I sit down with my clients and we're talking about creating content that sells, right? We will talk about a lot of things, and a lot of these pieces you've heard me talk about before, like leaving crumbs, sharing client stories. But all of that is going to feel really hard if you don't have this plan in place. So what I want you to do is think about your next promotion that you have coming up, your next launch, the next thing that you really want to sell and get people into, whatever that is, whatever program, service, one-to-one offering, it could be a course. Any of those things. And I want you to think about the person who said yes to that thing. What was the catalyst for them? Why did they say yes? And what made them click the buy button? And I want you to get really, really specific. Was it because they were frustrated with something? Were they feeling like they had tried a lot of things and nothing had worked? Get really, really specific and write those down. Whenever we do any kind of strategy session, I'm typing these out furiously while my clients are talking. I will have them describe to me their audience, and I will have them describe to me who their ideal client is and what they're going through. And what's really cool about this is if you actually take the time to sit down and write this out, you're going to end up with a goldmine of content. And these are the podcast episodes you want to pull from. So how can you turn those things that you just wrote down into podcast episodes? How can you turn those into really impactful pieces of content that are going to help people identify themselves as your ideal client, but also identify with what you're talking about? And this is like one of the best places to start is this brainstorming exercise. So the whole point of all of this is that if you sit down and work through this, if you actually sit down and go through this framework and you apply those three keys and you plan your content with intention, you're going to set your podcast up for long-term success. This is about building something, right? That's going to support your brand down the road. We're building a brand, we're building awareness, and with some tweaks and strategy, then we can start to see the profit from it as well. And so if you are wanting to dive more into this, because there's so much more that goes with this, I am hosting my Podcasting for Profit workshop at the end of the month, and it'll be live, but you can also get the replay. But this will be all about how to set up a funnel, and I'm going to go in more depth into those three key elements that I talked about your podcast needing to have to be profitable. And this really is for someone, like if you have a podcast, you're a coach, you're a business consultant, you're a dietitian, you're a nutritionist, you are an Instagram coach, whatever kind of coach consultant, and you have a podcast, I have been where you are. I started a podcast because I wanted to share my voice. That's where we all come from, right? We want to share the thing that we're passionate about. We want to work on our messaging, and a podcast really allows us to do that. But the problem is a lot of us started a podcast without this plan in place. And so now we have this podcast and we're saying to ourselves, okay, now what? Like, how do I get clients from this? And that really is my goal with the Podcasting for Profit workshop, is to show you how to set up that funnel and how to start implementing those changes, those tweaks inside those three key elements, so you can start to see a podcast that is going to convert for your business. And I'd love it if you could join me there. It's going to be a lot of fun. I hosted a workshop in December for podcast annual planning. We actually touched on some of this in that workshop, and we had so much fun. I think everybody walked away from it just feeling really, had aha moments and felt really good about their podcast and their plan moving forward. And that's my goal for this workshop as well. It's not just a class. You're going to come, you're going to work through some things with me. So it'll be a lot of fun. And you can join me at wildhomepodcasting.com/profit. I hope to see you there. And I really hope that today's episode shed some light on how I help people with their podcasts and how we help create a profitable podcast. So that way you can feel good about the thing that you're spending so much time on, because that is my ultimate goal as a podcast coach and strategist. I'll be back next week with another episode.
Thank you for listening to Share, Strategize, and Shine. To give your own podcast some shine, download my free podcast guide to creating episodes for sales by heading to the link in the show notes. Be sure to leave a review and connect with me on Instagram for more podcast strategy insights. Until next time.